Racing New South Wales CEO Peter Vallandis joins me. Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Sean.
You've rattled the cages south of the border in Victoria, haven't you?
Yeah, well, look, we've got them in a frenzy, I think. I don't know what's going on down there.
You are like the naughty schoolboy. The headlines read, Racing Victoria Chief calls on Racing Body to rein in New South Wales.
Yeah, look, I think that he's got a misconception there. Racing Australia is not a body that's going to stop competition amongst parties. Racing Australia is there to provide a national leadership in, you know, national issues and to ensure that we've got national rules. But I don't see it as a body that's going to try to stop a state from trying to improve itself.
Is the Everest what they're blowing about?
Look, they're blowing about a number of races that we've put on. You know, we've done exactly what they've done in the autumn, and that is try to provide a middle distance weight for age path, which actually works to their benefit because it works to the major Melbourne races. Now, they've got that themselves in the autumn with the Carlin, the Peter Young and the Australia Cup. I mean, all we've done is created ourselves a strong middle distance weight for age path, just like they have in the autumn. The things have changed with the wagering landscape, Sean. You know, 10 years ago, there wasn't any corporate bookmakers and other wagering operators, and there was a gentleman's agreement. Everyone used to bet on the tab, and if the punter bet on Flemington on the New South Wales TAB, New South Wales got revenue for that meeting. Now, if a New South Wales resident bets with a corporate bookmaker or Betfair or any other wagering operator on Flemington, the money goes to Racing Victoria. So things have changed, and we are in competition for the wagering dollar. So, it's my job to improve New South Wales racing, to take it to the next level. The premium time to race, like it or not, is in the spring, where you've got no competition from other sports, you've got no rugby league, no AFL, no cricket hasn't started. It's prime time for the wagering dollar, and we need to be in that period as well.
One whale that comes from below the border is that we've put on a race up here to try and keep Winks here.
Look, as I said, you know, things can happen with horses, as we all know, and you know, we wish the best of health to Winks and hope she just goes from strength to strength. Now, look, we want to develop a carnival during the spring in New South Wales. We want to develop a sprint series. We want to develop a strong middle distance weights for age path. And we want to be able to promote the racing at the premium time. People can't have a monopoly on times. You know, what are we going to just sit back for the next 100 years while Racing Victoria gets rich because it's got the premium time through wagering revenue and we stay stagnant and become backwards? I don't think that should be happening. You know, if competition breeds excellence and apathy breeds failure. So, you know, we can't be apathetic. We've got to be proactive, and we've got to race in the best period of time and during the year. And we'd be derelict in our duties if we did anything else.
Peter, do you think there's a little bit of fear there? They've copied a few things from New South Wales. They've tried to copy the provincial and country championship, but that's going to be interesting if Darren Weir wins it every year.
Look, they've copied a lot of our things. I mean, you know, sometimes when you copy, it's a compliment. They've taken the 1% welfare levy, which we've introduced. They've copied a number of things. But, look, at the end of the day, my job is to look after New South Wales, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it to the best that I can. And at the end of the day, I've got to maximise the returns. The dividends that we generate is prize money. We have to maximise revenue, and what we pay out in prize money is the dividends. So, like any other public company, our fiduciary duty is to ensure that we maximise the returns to the participants in New South Wales.
You've never been frightened to take them on. I had a bit of a look back. December 2014, Gordon Lord Byron, the bill from Werribee. You had a crack at him over that.
Look, it's not a matter of having a crack. As I said, I'm here to defend Racing New South Wales and to ensure that we don't get ripped off and we don't get sidetracked, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
February 2016, Thoroughbred Breeders' Classic, the timing. They decided to go the half-hour act, and you had a lash at them at that, too, reckon it was a publicity stunt.
Look, I don't want to go through all the fights, Sean, but I don't recall that incident, but it probably was a publicity stunt.
You've hopped in the ring with them a few times. Now, with this Spring Carnival coming up, with the Everest and so forth, I would imagine, no doubt already, even though what you've planned, you've locked in place, there'd be ideas coming up to think we can do something a little better the following year. Has that occurred already? Have you spotted things that, gee, we can add to this for the following year?
Absolutely. Look, there's a lot of things we can do better. And, I mean, the Everest has been a remarkable success. I've never seen a race in, you know, all my time in racing that's captured the public's imagination. But to have that race being discussed at Ascot most of the time and to be, you know, discussing aspirants that are in the Ascot races to come to the Everest, you had Blake Shinn do a fantastic job in America with having the Everest on his breeches and everywhere he went promoting the Everest. This race has generated more publicity than any race I have seen for many, many years. And it's captured the public's imagination. It's the richest race on turf in the world. It's the richest race in Australia. And it's great for New South Wales because we should have the best available product to promote racing in this state.
Now, I'm going to bowl up one that's totally away from the Everest for you. Christine Buchanan went to the Scone Carnival with her young daughter and employed a girl to look after her, forgetting that the girl was under 18. So she couldn't take her daughter into the areas with Kristen while she's looking after her. And the thought was raised that perhaps at some clubs there may be a nice idea to put in like a kids' club or something that where people who even work there on the tote, the bookies, trainers who have to bring children to the races, have somewhere where they can leave them safe for a period. Is that a good thought?
Look, it's a great idea, fantastic idea. You know, we've got to look after the people that have got young children, and it's a family sport. It all comes back to cost and the demand for it. I remember that Rose Hill used to have a very successful childcare facility, which was hardly used. So, you know, if the demand's there and it can pay for itself or at least have a reasonable people using it, by all means, I think it's a very good idea.
Another way to get them back to the track, isn't it?
Absolutely. We all start at a young age. I mean, I started at a very young age going to the track, and that's how you experience racing. And as long as you're responsible, you really enjoy it.
Peter, finally, how important is it for us to have internationals competing in the Everest?
Look, internationals are going to be a year-to-year thing. It's important because it adds another dimension to the race. It adds another, you know, we want to make the Everest the grand final of sprinting anywhere in the world. So, you know, the horse that's the best sprinter should be in the Everest. So in order to achieve that, you do need international horses. But if we don't get them and we have 12, you know, horses in Australia, because Australia's got the best sprinters anyway, and that's why we went for the 1,200-metre race. I think Australia has got the best sprinters in the world. So if they want to come and compete against us, by all means. But if they don't, well, so be it.
Peter, great to catch up this morning and keep rattling the cage. It's entertaining.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Volandis, CEO Racing New South Wales.